Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband. Tongue-tied. And, you know, again, to Zadok, happy birthday yesterday. I did send a email, which a highly compressed version of the voice of the happy birthday video I did for you on it. It was actually attached to it. But the rest of it's online, so you can see it. And, you know, because there was a little bit of a celebration that my son has had another birthday, which, you know, that's good news. You know, he's my son. I love my son. And, you know, he's the first of a boatload of birthdays coming all at once or within, you know, what, 2 weeks, about 2 weeks. But, you know, I did mention a few things, you know, stuff about reconciliation, but, you know, that's, and, you know, obedience to Christ. But, you know, we don't talk about that, do we, anymore? Anyway, but one of the things I did point out is I exposed how collectives work. I've done this several times, but I did it specifically to Zadok because I want you to understand the collective will grab you. And I'm hoping that you're young enough, and if I can somehow get to you, and Walter, I want you to understand the world's going to grab you. The collectives will grab you and hold on to you and do things that put you in situations you don't want to be. I've been there. And this is, you know, part of what I try to express. The voicemail introduction series goes into, several of those go into some detail on this. Because you see this, it is a problem. It is a real problem when a collective has you, and then you have to submit to the collective as opposed to submitting to Christ. It's a real problem. But I'm not going to be long today because I had a phone call today in reference to two gas stations that were having difficulties. The problems have been taken care of, but I don't do that anymore. I haven't paid on that in months. But it was, you know, I'm the one who can, so I did. There's an interesting thought. You know, I don't get paid by Rapid RMS anymore, but they had a need, and the one person who could have helped them to resolve their issue was me. After all, I wrote the software. And so they called, and I resolved their issue. In this case, again, two stores at once, and there was some communications problems, so it took a little while. So there were several hours involved. But I did that because it's important to support these people, not to say, well, you're not paying me, so I'm not going to do it. No. We've been through years together. Been 2 years together, and a problem comes up, and I support them. Been through years together, and a problem comes up, and I abandon them. Oh, that's what marriage is about, right? No. And of course, that's the model you're seeing. Marriage is you've been through, you know, 22 years together as husband and wife. You don't abandon that. You communicate. If there are issues, you communicate. You don't plug your ears and heart and run. If you have some strong relationship in that, like, you know, it's your daughter who's done this, I would think if you love your daughter, and of course if you're obedient to Christ, you would do what you can to resolve this. And it's not make one conversation, if it doesn't work to the way you want, you run. No. So you make one conversation, there's some stumbles, there's some issues, things are said right, things are said wrong, whatever. Then you go back and do it again. You do it again because it's too important not to, oh, what's that word again? Reconcile. Interesting thought. But there's one other thing that I want to share with you because it's a vital part of life. I mentioned on the on your birthday, on Zadok's birthday video, that, you know, I start my mornings doing 512 continuous jumping jacks, which I did Sunday morning. But then at noon, just before I went out to, because I it's just become tradition, I go outside to the side yard to do my happy birthday videos. I did 1,024 continuous. So I do 2,000 jumping jacks that day, because normally I do 1,000. You know, I'm in decent shape for somebody in their 20s. And of course, I'm 66. But I finished the month and I looked at, because if you do the, you know, Kozlowski.org/jumpyjacks, you can see my records of, you know, what I do, because I keep a log because of my goal to 1,000,000. And you can see, like, the first month I did it, I did 16,000 in the month, then 17,000, 18,000, 20, back to 16, whatnot, 20. But then I ended the year, you know, in November 21, December 33 of 2021. In 2022, except for February, which I only did 29,568, I've been well over 30,000 every month. And this month I blew the previous record was 35,000. This month I'm doing 37,000. So my 5-year goal, you know, I sit for Zadok and to George and to Walter and to the whole family. My hope is on my wife's birthday in 2023, so just over a year from now, to go to the top of Big Frog Mountain and do the 1,000,000th jumping jack. It's poetic. And it's my desire. But I looked at the figures today, and there's a concern. Because at the rate I'm going, I'm going to be way done before that. you know, because I have to slow down to only about 1,000 jumping jacks a day, or just under. And otherwise, I'm going to, because I'm at about 556,000 right now. And I find it's an interesting predicament. See, when you don't have your family around, you got to find other things to grab onto. Walking, jumping jacks, hiking, long dialogues in theology. A whole bunch of those, and they're great. But, so I do weird things. But one of the things that the jumpy jacks and the walking do is, it's part of, and of course the way I eat, it is part of my effort to live out the commitment I make to my wife to do what I can to live to be 90. You know, and as I'm getting closer and closer to the end of my 66th year, I'm finding that a lot of people I know, I'm at the age or after the, you know, beyond the age where they died. And that the number of those people is growing. You know, I met two people yesterday. I went to a local store here. And they look a whole lot older than me. And look in terrible shape. And they're a lot younger than me. And I'm finding this become the norm. So I'm doing what I can to live to be 90, and I have evidence I'm doing that. Walter, Zadok, George, Susanna, Gloria Jane, do the same.
I do jumpy jacks. You could do something else. It's fine. See, the important thing I found is it's not the thing to do. You have to do a particular thing, but do the thing that you will do. You know, I've tried push-ups, I've tried sit-ups, but I never kept it up. I have dumbbells, I just never kept it up. Jumping jacks, I keep up. Walking, I keep up for two reasons. One, you know, you don't have a car, you have no other choice. But I've got to the point now, I don't want a car. I simply don't want one. So, I want to encourage my kids. Find what you will do and do it. And do it with fervor. Do it with conviction. But anyway, so I wanted to celebrate my little thing. I wanted to let you know, especially let Zadok know, an email was sent with your happy birthday stuff. A postcard was sent to you for your birthday, which should have arrived in time. you know, obviously Glory Jane's postcard was sent Saturday in order to be there on time. See, you know, I do remember my kids. I do have a reminder, obviously, on the computer, but I do know because we have that cluster in November, end of October and then November. And then, of course, that lovely lady in December. Anyway, Zadok, my son, happy birthday. Dorothy Jane, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. Please, you once said you're not my wife. The scripture says, Romans 7, you're my wife. Follow the scripture. Right now you're showing a cold heart. You know, you can see them all on the wall there. It's a cold heart. Stop. A hand of love is being reached out to you. Reach back. My lady, I love you, and I want you back.